Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Yeah, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Block Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome all of our new listeners. We want to encourage you to follow us there on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries on Facebook. Follow us here on Block Talk Radio, and we thank God for you. We ought to bless the Lord, and we ought to give him praise for allowing us to see another day. We need to bless his name with everything that is within us. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, and I thank God again for all of you being here with us today, just thanking God for you. At this time, if you have a prayer request, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. That you do not say your name, just your location that you're calling from, and whatever your prayer request is. Voice of Truth is a worldwide ministry touching the world with the gospel. Now, people listen all over the nation to this ministry. So we don't want you to put your business on Front Street. So that's why we ask for you to only give your request, prayer request, and your location. Amen. We just thank God for you being here today. It is truly a blessed day in the Lord. And we want to also encourage you, if you are looking for a church home, we want to encourage you to follow Voice of Truth here on Block Talk Radio, on our various social media platforms. We are a ministry without walls, doing the work of ministry to glorify God and to lift up his name. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. I don't see anybody with their hand raised. So I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for your loving kindness and your mercies. We thank you, Lord, that you're God that is able to do all things for fellows, O God. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you that Jesus lived, died, and rose again just for us, just because he loves us, just because he did it just because he loved us. We thank you, Lord, for your unfounding love towards us, O God. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for seeing, allowing us to see this month of October and seeing the best in all of us, O God. When others didn't see the best in us, you saw the best in us. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, God, in all things and everything that we give you, in everything we give you thanks, oh God, even in the good times, even in the bad times, even when we don't understand. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our trials, our tribulations, our ups and our downs. We thank you for our faith being tried because it makes us stronger in you, oh Lord, knowing you much more and getting to know you much more, knowing what you can do. We thank you, Lord, for being the Lord God Almighty. Lord, we ask you to meet every need of every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them lack for no good thing, God, because thou art their shepherd, oh God. You are way-making, God, and you're able to do all things but fail us. Oh, Father, we just give you glory. We give you honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As this October come in, oh God, a month set aside to celebrate pastors and leaders all around the world, we pray, Father God, that all will celebrate their leaders and show them great love. And we pray that they will give unto their leaders that you have chosen to be the shepherd over their souls, oh Lord. We thank you, God, right now that you are able to do all things for fellows. You are our God. You are our hope. You are our faith. And everything that we need is in you. You are the God in whom we trust, O God. We ask you, Father, to hold not thy peace, O God, of our praise. We ask you, Father God, to move by your spirit on the behalf of your people all around the nation. Move on behalf of Israel, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to cover your people, cover Israel under the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we just declare your word. No weapon formed against Israel, no weapon formed against the church of God shall not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will pay off debt for the believer right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, unite the body of Christ all around the world for your glory, God. Bring us together on one accord. Don't matter whether we're in a building or not, but it matters whether we're in the spirit and mount up in the spirit. Help us to mount up in the spirit and pray for this nation, praying for our president, praying for the nation to turn back to the living God. Oh, God, because you said in the word, the nation that believes, the nation that continues to believe in the living God and have not turned away from the living God, that nation is blessed. So, Lord, we ask you right now to bless our nation, to bless our president, oh God. We bless them even now, Lord, those in the cabinet. Bless them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you that you're able to do all things to fail your people, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for being a provider. And I thank you right now, God, that every need of every person on the sound of my voice is provided by the Lord, thy God, who is in the midst of them. Oh, God, we thank you right now, oh, God, for the blessings of the Lord. Open up the windows of heaven and pour down blessings that they have not room to store. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. We call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. To God be the glory. It is so, and it is done in his mighty name of Jesus. The word today will come from Mark, the 16th chapter. Amen. Mark, the 16th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 15. And the word of God reads, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. And they shall lay the hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he will receive up into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. To God be the glory. This is the word of God for the people of God for this hour. The title of the message is Go Into All the World and Preach the Gospel. go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. That's my little spin on it, y'all. That's my little spin on it. That's my spin. Go tell it on the mountain and go tell it everywhere. The word just said unto us, he said, and they went forth and preached everywhere. This was in a time when Jesus, he had done his earthly ministry. He had been crucified, dead and buried. He had rose again. He had risen from the dead. And the time when the women had went to the tomb and Jesus was not there. They went looking for him, but he wasn't there. And so when Jesus spoke to them and the angels and some of the accounts of the story spoke to them, they went with the message to the men. It was the women that went with the message to the men to let them know that Jesus had risen from the dead. The word just said that Jesus had given them the authority to go. He had commissioned them. He had given them a great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He told them to preach it to every creature. Go, go, go and preach the word. I don't know what you're preaching, but we ought to be preaching Jesus because he is the gospel. He is the word of truth. We ought to be preaching about salvation. We need to be preaching in all the world about salvation. We got to start with salvation. We ought to be preaching about the shedded blood of the Son of God. And we ought to be preaching that Jesus paid the ultimate price for our sins, that we might have eternal life. We need to go tell it in the mountains. We need to go tell it on the highways and the byways. We need to tell it everywhere we go. We need to tell somebody about a man named Jesus who died and rose again, that all might be saved. We got to go preach. And we got to preach everywhere. We got to preach the word of God in season and out of season. We got to preach the word of God. And when we look at Jesus' ministry, when he was in the world and he was doing the work, he was one of the greatest preachers, the greatest prophet. He was all that. His ministry was outside of the walls. The ministry did not have a pulpit. He didn't have a pulpit. He didn't have a podium. He didn't have a building, a brick, a mortar. But Jesus' ministry was outside of the walls. He's saying to go. Don't stay inside the walls. I want you to go outside of the walls to those that need a physician. Jesus said, I didn't come for those that wasn't sick. He said, I come for those that need a physician. I come and for those that need to be healed. I come for those that need deliverance. I got to come outside the wall. Are some of us preaching to the choir? We're preaching to those that are already stated they're saved. We got to come outside of the wall. And we got to go into all of the world. And we got to preach everywhere. Well, how can we preach everywhere? Well, today that's not a problem. Because Corona showed everybody how important it is to have another way to do the gospel. Because see, when Corona came, the COVID-19 came, it allowed people to see that You got the brick and the mortar. You got the pulpit. You got the podium. But you can't even go in the church. Jesus, while we're outside of the church. So it forced so many people to change the way they thought about ministry and how it should be done. Because we have built religion inside of the brick and mortar, behind the pulpit and the podium. Religious spirit. But Jesus told them to go everywhere and preach the gospel. What are you preaching? What are you preaching? What are you preaching? Is you preaching the truth or are you preaching lies? What are you preaching? Jesus said, go all into the world and preach the good news. Go and preach about Jesus. We got to preach about Jesus. We're preaching many other things, but are we preaching about Jesus? We got to preach Jesus, Christ. We got to preach that he lived, died, and he rose again. That's the nutshell of salvation. That's the nutshell of the gospel. We got to preach it. And we got to preach it everywhere. And we got to even preach it. In everything that we do, we got to preach the gospel. We got to preach it. And we got to go far and near. Well, can I give you a testimony? When God called me into ministry, I got a lot of foolishness. I'm new to ministry. I don't know nothing really spiritual, y'all. I was just new, brand new to all the things that God was calling me to. Well, I had people that said, well, women ain't supposed to preach. Some would let me know. First hand, I don't like women preachers. Women ain't supposed to preach God. But the word just said the women took the word to the men. Well, then they said I was too old. Well, can I tell you? That age ain't nothing but a number when it comes to God. He said go. And he didn't say what age that I had to go. Well, then they said, where your ministry at? Where your ministry at? Where your ministry at? Where your church at? Well, then I tried to explain it to him. I went, well, I got a ministry, a radio ministry. They was like, what? A radio ministry? What kind of ministry is that? Can I see a preacher? God ain't even called. Well, she can't even preach. They don't even know the word. She can't preach. Oh, Lord, help today. But you know what God told me to do? He said, go. You need to go. He commissioned me to go out of Ezekiel, the second chapter. I'll never forget. He called me out of Ezekiel. I ain't want to go, though, y'all. I ain't for real with you. I didn't want to go. I told God, I don't want to go. That's too many sermons. You got to preach on the sermon. I'm like, I can't pronounce all them big words. All them names. I can't pronounce it. I told myself, Lord, I don't want to go to no Bible school and no school of divinity. And God said, I ain't told you to do that. Sit down and read the word. So he sent me back to Ezekiel. I had to sit down and read the Zeke again. You know what I said? Yes, Lord. I said, yes, Lord. I'm going to go into the highways and byways and preach the word. I said, yes, Lord. I didn't understand what I said. Yes, but I said, yes, Lord. I'm going to do it. So we got to get in our spirit to say, yes, Lord, and go preach the word of God. You don't have a pulpit or a church of brick and mortar, it does not make your ministry no less than anybody else's ministry. What we have to realize is when Jesus told them to go, he had already chosen these 11, because we now already know from last week about Judas the backstabber. So if you didn't go back and hear that message, you go back and hear. If you didn't hear, go back and hear. But Judas, they only had 11 now because Judas had hung himself, and he had backstabbed Jesus, and that's why the crucifixion came. That's why he was crucified. But anyway, we have to realize that we have to be sent. We have to be called to do the work of ministry. Because the Bible says, how shall they preach except they be sent? So we got to be sent to preach the word. It says also to us, how can they, and I'm praying for, how can they hear the word without a preacher? Well, that's what the word says. And Jesus had told them to go and go everywhere and preach the word of God. So one cannot preach unless one has been sent. One cannot hear the word if nobody preached the word. That's why he told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And they were doing the work of ministry, as the word says unto us, that they went forth and they preached everywhere, and the Lord worked. In other words, he was working through them that they had signs and wonders, which was a confirmation of the word by the signs and the wonders that were performed as they did the work of ministry. See, one thing about ministry, you have to have the anointing. You got to be calling. They chosen to do the work of ministry. We just can't be stepping out on our own and doing what we say is ministry, and it ain't God. The kingdom of God must be preached. We have to go and we have to preach. And when he tells us to go, he's given us a commission, the word of God. Who told you to preach? Who called you to preach? Because people will call you, many other voices, many spirits will call you. But God has different types of ministry. And when he tells us to go, he has given us a ministry within us that we can go and preach, that people can be healed and people can be delivered. He has healing ministry. He has deliverance ministries. He has street ministry, radio ministries. He has women ministries. He have ministries that feed the people. He have ministries that worship and praise. He have ministry for the whole family, that the whole family may receive the word of God. And, you know, so it's much for work for us to do. But we got to be willing to come outside of the walls. We got to be willing to go outside of the wall. We got to be willing to do other things and use other avenues to do the work of ministry. We got to be willing not just to do the work of ministry on a Sunday or a Wednesday night, but we got to be willing to do ministry whatever way God is telling you how to do it. You know, you cannot really worry about what people say when it comes to you doing the work of ministry. If he truly have called you to do the work of ministry and he has sent you to go, then he will provide everything that you need for that ministry. But we have to be ready to go. The Bible tells us, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? He telling preacher, go preach. Preacher, go preach. Whether you're a woman of God or a man of God. Because it is God's spirit that preaches. Spirit of God preaches. The Holy Spirit preaches. So a woman can preach the word of God. We got this. We gonna preach a little something on this. Because we got to break this religious spirit. Because many of these religious things are hindering the work of God's ministry. But Jesus said, go into all the world and nation and preach the gospel. Go, preacher, preach. Go, preacher, preach. Go, preacher, preach. Preach the word of God. Preach it so that souls might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Preach, preacher, preach. We got to preach the word of God. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Preach the word. Preach sound doctrine. Because it's a time now where people don't want sound doctrine. We got to preach the word with all long suffering. We got to preach the word. Preach Jesus. Preach salvation. Preach the kingdom of God. Preach it that is at hand, that they might get ready and get saved. Go preach the word, man of God. Go preach the word, woman of God. Preach the word. Preach the word. Go into the cities. Preach the word. Go on the highways and byways and preach the word. Go on the radio and social media. Preach the word of God. Preach it. Many people, some religious people don't like to want to preach the word on television, social media, and all that stuff. But if the devil can use it to spread lies and untruth, then we ought to get on whatever radio that we can and television and preach the word to the nation and to the world. Preach the word. We got to preach the word. Preach the word on the street corner. Preach the word. Go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lord. The word of God. We got to preach the word of God. The Bible tells us in Luke 14:23, it says, then the Lord said unto them, servant, servant, go into the highway and hedge it and compel them to come that my house may be filled. Jesus said in the word, he said, he that believes in him and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall not be saved. They shall be condemned. They shall be damned according to the word of God. And he said, we must believe in him who God has sent. We got to believe in the true and the living word of God. We got to believe in the word. We got to believe it. And we got to preach the word of God. Even if they will forbear, even if they don't hear, even if they're stiff-necked, we got to still preach the word of God. Go, preacher, go. Go, go into the highways and the hedges and the byways. Stand on every corner and preach the word of God and compel the lost to come that their soul might be saved. Oh, because God is soon to come. The living God, the Son of the living God is surely to come. We got to get ready to preach the word of God to the nation and to the world that soul might be saved, healed, and delivered and set free. Go into all of the world. Men and women of God, those that are chosen by God to go. Go and preach the word of God without fear. Go and preach the word to the souls that are lost. Go and preach the word everywhere you go and let your light shine for Jesus. Go into all the world and preach the word of God. Preach the word of God. And know that God is with you to the end of the world. We got to preach the word of God. And we got to preach it. Like Noah was hammering with that hammer. That hammer was saying that said back in the day, the old pastor back in the day was saying that hammer was ringing, repent, repent, repent. Repent, repent, repent. We got to go and preach repentance. We got to go preach salvation. We got to preach his grace and his mercy. We got to preach the love of God to all the nations that soul might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. We got to go tell it everywhere we go. We got to go into the mountains, the hills, and the fields. We got to go and tell somebody about a man named Jesus that can save their soul. We got to preach about it because it's in the book. It's all about a man named Jesus. He said, I come in the volume of the book. We got to be preaching by Jesus. We got to preach salvation so that the soul can be saved. If we're preaching anything else, it ain't going to work. And we must be called and chosen to go to preach the gospel. The Bible tells us that all power was given unto me in the heavens and in the earth, said Jesus. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We got to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We got to preach the word of God so that their soul might be saved. See, there are many people in the church house, my God, that went under the water and said, I've been baptized. But I'm going to tell you like Elder was saying, if you went on the water as a devil, you're going to come back out of the water as a wet devil. We got to go preach the word of God that when people are baptized, that they will have the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We got to preach the word of God that their lives will be changed. We got to preach the word of God that their souls can be cleansed from all unrighteousness and all unholiness. We got to preach the word of God in all other nations. We got to preach the word of God. We got to preach it. If they don't want to hear it, they still got to hear the word of God because you are the preacher. I am the preacher. I don't know about you, but I am the messenger of the living God with the message of salvation down in my sanctified soul. I was called by God to preach his holy word. Unto all of the nations shall I go. I got to preach the word of God. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know about you, but no matter what I go through, I got to do the work of God. I got to preach the word to the nation that soul might be saved. Oh, glory be to God. That's the great commission, that souls can be healed. Soul can be delivered and saved. That's why Jesus lived. He died and he rose again. That all might be saved, healed, and delivered and set free. We got to go. And we got to go to every place that God sends us to go to preach his holy word. We got to go. We got to get ready. People, get ready to go preach Jesus. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready to preach the word of God. Get ready. Get ready, get ready. Get ready to preach the word of God. Teach them as God has taught you. No matter what you're going through or what you've been through, it's a testimony for somebody else. It's a testimony for your work. It's a testimony for your ministry that you can help other people be delivered. We got to minister the word of God. And we can't minister nothing else but the truth of his holy word because God is the light of our soul. The light. We want to be that light in the world that nobody can put out. We want to continue to preach the word of God. We got to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go tell it in the mountain. Tell it everywhere you go. You know, sometimes we get so religious and we get caught up in the things of religion. Stay behind that pulpit and that podium in that church house. Well, you're only meeting those people right there in that church house on a Sunday. If you're not doing, if you're not recording that the work, if you're not recording and posting it on Facebook, Facebook Live, look, it's so many ways to do the work of ministry now. You can have somebody, hey, your media team, somebody that can post your work. As you preach the word on, you got Facebook Live, you got Twitter, you got Periscope, you got all these different types of avenues to preach the word of God. You can't go to God and say, I couldn't get the word out. That's not the truth. Because he said in the word, before the end of time, the word of God will be preached to every crack and corner, if I can say it that way, all around the world. The word will go all around the world. And we see that now because there are satellites all around the world that people may receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. It will be no excuse. You say, well, I didn't have no money. Well, Jesus didn't call you with money. He said, I will do the work. The word just told us that he did the work in them. So whatever you need for ministry and whoever he has that's supposed to support your ministry, those people are there. God has called us to do a great work, and we got to get busy because people are dying every day. And I'm not saved. There are many people in the church house today on the church row. There's preachers, men and women that are in the church that are preaching, walking in these titles they done gave themselves, and they're not even saved. God don't even know their name. They ain't saved. And we don't want to be in that place when Jesus comes. And talking about, well, you know I did this on Sunday, and you know I did this on a Wednesday, and you know I did this on a Monday, and I gave away some food, and I went out and I helped the people, and I went out and I prayed for the sick, and I went into the nursing home, and I went into the jailhouse, and I went into the streets and the highway. Tell you to go. Did he commission you to go? You don't want to do vain work. You want your work to be done in an excellent spirit, and you must be called by God. If you just stepped out and ministered, what you operating in? What are you operating in? Because we must be called and sent to preach the word of God. Jesus told them to go. And we know the religious didn't like them. Because they didn't like Jesus. When you do ministry, testimony, when you do ministry for real, and you're doing it for the true and the living God, and you're doing it for Jesus, you're going to go through many things to do the work of ministry. People will not like your ministry. They're going to backstab your ministry. They're going to talk about your ministry. They're going to lie on you. They're going to watch you. They'll watch your every move. But you keep preaching the word of God, because I know for a fact that God called you to do a work, and he told you to go into all the world. What did he just say unto us in the word? He said, let's see what verse it was in. He said, first of all, that they will cast out devils. So you got to cast out them devils in Jesus' name. You'll be able to cast out devils. You're going to have a new tongue. It's some stuff. This is stuff you got to have that Jesus, only Jesus can give you. Now, there are many copycats of it, but it ain't God. Then he goes on to tell the signs to follow them that believe. He says signs gonna follow. Then he tells us that if they pick up a serpent, or if they drink in a deadly thing, and I'm gonna say eat in a deadly thing, it ain't gonna harm them. He said it ain't gonna hurt you. You know why? It ain't because God is with you. He has chosen you. He said, and you're going to lay hand on the sick. Now, some of y'all laying hand on the sick, and they feel sick. What kind of hand you laying on? Don't let everybody lay their hands on you. You better know whether they from God or not. Somebody laying their hands on you. Yeah, they want to lay your sick. Oh, Jesus, we're going to leave it right there. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. He said they'll lay hand on the sick and they're going to recover. But you have to be sent. You have to have the commission from Jesus to go. Go into all the world and what? Preach. You have to go. Just like I said earlier, when I started in ministry, I kid you not, I had so much opposition for everybody. They're not just unbelievers, but believers too. That's what you read it from. I don't know what you're talking about. I told you. What you talking about? All I know, God told me to go to all the world to preach the gospel. Somebody said, well, you know what? You ain't been in no fire yet. I'm like, I looked at God, because I'm telling y'all, I'll tell God on you in a minute. I'll tell him on you. I told God, I said, you heard what he said? This man, it was a he said to me, because I was a woman preacher. Because, you know, they got to make you say, you got the wrong one. I will tell God on you. Well, anyway, I said, Lord, I said, did you hear what they said to me? Did you hear what he said to me? And if the truth is told, I could have told him some stuff that was shutting right down, because I knew some stuff. I knew some stuff that he didn't know that I know while he was up in my face. But anyway, he just, you know, he had to let God do what he do. So I just talked to God about it. And see, I'm doing ministry 10 years later with all the opposition. So when you're told to go, get ready and know that if they came against Jesus, and we know that they did, that you will have the same opposition. You're going to have the same persecution. You're going to have the same lying tongues and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. You're going to have people come against your ministry. You're going to have all of that. But you still got to do the work, because he said, I ain't going to let nothing harm you. That's what he said in the word. No matter what it is, he ain't going to let them harm you. We got to trust God. We got to trust him in all things. You know, I can look back on that stuff now, and I can kind of laugh about it. Because like I said, I was just kind of new to ministry. And I, honest and truly, I didn't know people would be that bad in ministry. I didn't know people could have that kind of low-down spirit in ministry. And I was like, instead of encouraging people to do the work, instead of going to God and praying to see if this person really called to do ministry. Because if they're truly called, you can't stop them from doing the work, no how. You can't stop. You can't stop what God has ordained. And you can't kill what God anointed to live. You can't stop the ministry. That's why he said, the best pick of a snake. What is that? What is that? Let me read it. See that. He said, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drank any deadly thing, it ain't going to hurt you. He got you. But you got to have the faith to go and to move. You got to go. And I know a lot of times most people, and I'll say by myself, when I was called, I did not want to go. I did not want to do it because I knew I was going to face all this stuff. I said, oh, God, they ain't going to believe that you called me to do no ministry. And then when I grew up with testimony, I believe the same thing that I was taught. I was taught that women weren't supposed to preach it, and it wasn't no truth. I remember one time y'all was laughing, old. I told the lady one time she was a preacher. And I didn't know no better, so God forgive me, Lord, I repent. And so God, I told the lady, I said, no offense to you, and I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I said, but I don't believe in women preachers. You know why I said that? Because I had a religious spirit. And the reason why I said it is because that's what I was taught. And that's not a truth. And so I saw that lady again, and I told that lady, she said, that'll be your testimony. But be my testimony. Because God called women to do ministry in all these many years. And a lot of places, I just had somebody that asked me that a couple of weeks ago. What about women preaching? I'm like, what? I said, what about it? There ain't no truth in it. You got to twist it. Because there ain't no truth in it. All those things come to stop you from doing the work of minister, woman of God. And I don't know who you are. I don't even know your name. But I want to encourage you, woman of God, to continue to do the work. Go into all of the world and preach the gospel. Just think, if it hadn't been for the women that day that went to the tomb on that Sunday, whatever day it was, and they went and they found that Jesus had risen from the dead. See, the men had went back to their old way and doing their own thing. Somewhere they lost some faith and somewhere they lost belief. But the women still came. And when God and when Jesus gave them that message, when the angels gave them that message, they went back and they went to go tell it to the men that he had risen. So now here come the men running. See, if you read in the chapter, they still didn't believe when the women came. They didn't believe because they were women. They didn't believe it. It said when they came and gave them the message, I'm paraphrasing, they did not believe in the ones who brought them the message. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. The word said they did not believe it. Where it said they didn't believe it when they brought them the word. They said the Bible says, it says in the same chapter, it said, they said when they went and told it unto the, where is it, whether believed they them, afterward he appeared unto the 11 so that they sat and eat, and talking about Jesus. And then it said they had unbelief, they had hardened of the heart because they believed not that which had seen him, he was risen. They didn't believe the women. But they came with the message. They went and they left to tell the men that Jesus had risen with the message. They had the first message. They were sent to go tell them that Jesus had risen. Yeah, Jesus had women in his ministry now. They ministered to Jesus and many other things. Even when the apostles and all of them were doing ministry, there were always women, probably more women than there were men. And it's the same way today in the church house, women and children. Not the men, but the women and the children. They come. So we got to get it right. But let us go into all the world and preach the gospel, uplift the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So let us go into all the world and nation. Don't let us be so religious that we can't use any other platform. The devil is busy in using every platform that he can use to spread lies and untruth about the gospel. We have got to get it right. Go into all the world, preacher, woman of God, man of God, and preach the gospel in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank God for the word. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Don't let nobody turn you around. I'm telling you, if I tell you, I had to, I'm going to give a testimony before I do the invitation, but I had to ask God, and I don't know who you are, but you have to ask God where and who He wants to lead you in ministry. Like I said, I had a lot of problems with ministry. I probably would not have been doing ministry today if I had stayed up for some of these religious organizations because everybody just kind of like cast me out, pretty much blackballed me in ministry. And I asked God, I asked God where and who was going to help me with ministry. And that's when he put me under this ministry Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. And it has truly been a blessing to me. I love them. I have the best leaders in the world. They are my God-given leaders. And I thank God for them every day. And I love them because they saw the best in me as God did and wanted the best for me. And they helped me so much with ministry. When I came into ministry, I knew not the things of God. I knew no spiritual things. And I'm growing every day. And I have some leaders that are teaching me the way of God. And that's what you want in ministry. And so I just thank God for them, and I pray for God to bless each and every one of his leaders all over the world. I just want to pray this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. Oh, Father God, don't let us get afraid. Don't let us be discouraged, oh God, in doing the work of your ministry. Help us to go into all of the world and preach the word of God, to preach the gospel on all the highways and byways. Let us tell it everywhere we go, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Thank God for his word. At this time, we will do the invitation. If you don't know Christ, I know the word was talking about being baptized, and a lot of people, when they think about baptism, they think about going under the water. Well, that going under the water will not save you. You must be born again of the Spirit. That's why Nicodemus said what he said to Jesus. How can a man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus told him he wasn't understand. You mean you're a leader in all this authority, and I'm just a paraphrasing, and you don't know what this means? You mean being born of the Spirit so that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he's talking about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you today to come and let's get our life right with God. Let's get ready. People, get ready. Because Jesus is soon to come. And if you don't know him today, I know you could be sprinkled. I've been sprinkled and I've been under the water too. And I can tell you, I was a church goer. I was sprinkled and I went under the water. I wouldn't say I was a wet devil going under the water. And the other would say, we're going to come back to that. I was a wet devil going under the water. That means the spirit in me wasn't right. And I tell you, when I got saved for real, I hope my whole life changed. There's no way I always say that you can come to Jesus and your life don't change. It's got to change. And it's got to change. And you've got to be a reflection of Christ in the world. So I want to encourage you today, if you are not saved and you've been sprinkled and baptized and whatever water you've been under, we want you to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. We want you to have a relationship with the living God. And I want to encourage you to say this prayer with me. If you're a church goer, you're unsaved, you're backslidden in the world, we want to encourage you to come back to your first love and rededicate your life to Christ today. Today is the day of salvation. You need to come. Because God got a work for you to do. It's something for all of us to do. Now, everybody ain't called to be a preacher. Everybody's called to tell somebody about Jesus. All us called to witness. But everybody's not called to be a pastor. Everybody's not called to be an evangelist. Everybody's not called to operate in those offices. Let me put it that way. Everybody's not a prophet. I know everybody love a prophet, but everybody probably, you know what a prophet goes through, you won't want to be one. You don't want to be one. You don't want to be one. You don't want to be one. But I want to encourage you today to come so that you can do what you're called to do or chosen to do for God, that you may go into all of the world and preach the gospel. If you, again, as I said earlier, are unsaved, or just a church goer, and you know whether you're saved or not in the church, even though your name on the roll, and if you know whether you have backslidden, even though you may be still preaching in the pulpit and doing other things in the church house, we know where we are with the living God. We know what kind of relationship we have, if we have one at all with him. So now is the time to come. If you would just say that prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I repent of my sin with the godless soul. I turn from them and sin no more. I believe that you live and you die and rose again. I accept you this day as my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus is Lord. And if you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, we believe that you are saved. Now that you have given your life to Christ, we want to mentorship you and discipleship you because we want you to have that relationship with Christ that God wants you to have so that you can have all the things that God promised in the Word of God. And so we have to start with a relationship with Christ. And we encourage you to go and read the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. We encourage you to start there. I would encourage you, you know, to you can have the King James. If you would like to read another version, I would encourage the New Living Bible or Study Bible. I want to encourage you to do that today. I want you to hit me up there on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. If you're not a follower there, you can follow me there, and that can be your ministry home as well. We want to encourage you to do that. We don't want you to see these ministries for what what other people see them as. We want you to see them as a church. We want you to see them as a church. And Jesus' church was a church without walls. And so we want to encourage you to follow Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and all the ministries under that. But I do want to encourage you to follow me there on Block Talk Radio and What's the Truth Worldwide Ministry. We want to encourage you to do that and do that today. And also, we want to encourage you to follow us on our other social media platforms. You can follow me on my personal page. You don't have to send me a friend request. You can just follow me there. You should be able to follow Voice of Truth. It is open to anybody that wants to follow that ministry to hear a word from the Lord. So we want to encourage you to do that. Thank God for all the souls that have come, all those souls that are saved. And we encourage you to please, please, please get your Bible, read your word. We don't want you to lose what you have already heard. We want you to feed your spirit with the word of God. I want to encourage you, and I want to do the VOT announcements in a few minutes, but we do want to encourage you to get connected to Voice of Truth Ministry. You can leave me your contact information. I will call you. We have set up sessions with my leaders so they can discipleship you. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for you. We receive you in the name of the Lord. And we thank you, and we love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. The VLT announcement, on Sunday, we have the hour of power. And on Sunday, you actually get 2 hours of power. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour of power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Prophetess Martha Williams, Pathetic Corner, is the first half of the hour of power from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. every Sunday. We want to encourage you to follow these ministries. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryan and Pastor Joseph Wild. They're on the air live at 9 o'clock p.m. If you need a mentor, you need a coach, you need marriage counseling, you need financial advice, you're in ministry, you don't have a leader like I did not have a leader, we want to encourage you to get connected with them. We also want to encourage you to become a partner for an offering of $25 or more. On Wednesday, we have Stay Calm by Hearing with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries. Don't forget that October, the whole month of Appreciation and Clergy Month, so make sure you show some love to your leaders. Also, we want to encourage you to purchase my e-books, The Hard Reflection, and I Found It in Me e-book. If you have not purchased those, they're only $2.99, and you can purchase them there on Amazon.com. And we want to thank you in advance for doing that. And so we want to encourage you to be a part of what God is doing with these ministries. Amen. And follow all of these ministries on their social media platform, on Facebook, Twitter. We're all everywhere. So all you have to do is just Google the name, and you should be able to follow us. And we want to encourage you to also to sow your tithes and your offering in this minute if you have chosen this to be your church home. But we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. And I'm going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Be blessed. We want you to know that we love you. God loves you too. Go in all the world and preach the gospel. Tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. We love you.